millions of Americans are getting a raise today. Not you, John. The federal minimum wage is increasing by 70 cents. The jump from $5.85 to $6.55 an hour is the second of three annual increases. They're required by law. Next year's boost will bring the minimum wage to $7.25. With higher food and gas prices, though, is this really going to stimulate the economy? What's it going to do for the people who are getting it? Let's talk to Charles Payne. He's CEO of Wall Street Strategies, also the author of Be Smart, Act Fast, Get Rich. Charles, good to see you.
You too.
Let's a couple of different constituencies. We want to talk about the workers, the employers, and the consumers. But let's start with the people who are getting this raise. I mean, it's not all that impressive if you take a look when it's adjusted for inflation. What does it do for people?
Well, Jane, you're absolutely right, but considering the fact that it hadn't been adjusted for a very long period of time, this is a step in the right direction from their point of view. You know, I got to tell you, this is a non-event in 30 states. There are actually 30 states who already have higher minimum wages, but this will impact 2 million people, 2 million Americans, half of which have full-time jobs. So it's small, but it's a step in the right direction for them.
And for business owners, you know, plenty of them are out saying today, well, you know what this means? This just means I'm going to have to increase my prices. So that means it affects the rest of us.
You know, I got to tell you, when it was announced, I sort of felt that same way. But listen, energy prices up 25% this year alone. I think most businesses are probably going to have more things to grapple with, particularly commodities prices, than these higher wages. So if a business does raise its prices and blames it on this, I think consumers might walk. Consumers certainly don't want to hear it, and they're not going to really feel too sorry for a business that's paying $6.55.
Yeah. You know, bottom line, with more money in people's pockets, I mean, is something like this, could it stimulate the economy at all?
I got to tell you, we had this massive economic stimulus package that just hit the mailboxes over the last few months, and there's not a lot of evidence that that's even having a real big impact. Already on Capitol Hill, they're talking about a second stimulus package. It's just so much of it's being offset, particularly with the price of gasoline, that it's really, really hard for it to seep into the economy the way that the planners hoped that it would.
Charles Payne, CEO of Wall Street Strategies. Charles, good to see you. Thanks.
You too. Thanks.